we have heard often about how overworked family doctors are, how much time they are spending on paperwork. We've certainly been talking this week about how difficult it is to attract med students to want to pick family medicine as a career. We've been hearing about the capital gains tax and how that might make it more, some of the changes around capital gains and the budget might make it more difficult to keep doctors here in Canada because of the way they plan for their retirement and whatnot. Well, there's a move from the Ontario government that just wants to make things a little bit easier for some of the doctors out there. They want to free up family physicians to focus on patient care. And one of the ways they would like to do it, and they're talking about a lot of different things, getting rid of fax machines and different things, expanding digital referral. But one of the ways they want to do it is to get rid of that need for a doctor's note. You know, you're sick one day, it's fine. You're sick a couple of days. Maybe it's okay with your employer. Maybe you're going to be sick 3 days. And they say, well, we need a note. We need a note from the doctor to know that you legitimately need to be off work. Does it make sense to have a doctor be the one writing this note when oftentimes, as Dr. Barry Dworkin mentioned when he was on earlier, the doctor has no more idea whether that person was sick or not because they didn't actually see them when they're sick. They're coming in after the fact saying, I need a doctor's note for my employer because my employer has requested it. This was Dr. Dworkin's take as he was talking to Bill Carroll this morning. He said he'd be okay with getting rid of it.
It's the reverse when the employer is saying, well, you know, you need a note. I'm not an arbiter. Leave me alone. I don't even be involved in that. It's not my job to be the person who is ordaining the patient and saying yes or no that you were sick. So the employer has some paperwork. Get off of my butt. I don't want to do it.
Lior Samfiro is here, a partner in Samfiro Tamarkin LLP, looks at employment law. I would like to know what the rules are around this right now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Patricia.
So I know that we have certain policies in place here, as many workplaces do, that say when you're gone a certain number of days, you do need a doctor's note to bear that out. Can an employer make whatever rules they want around that and around sick leave?
So as the law stands currently, yes, an employer can decide if you're going to take days off, here's what you need in order to make that happen and to ensure that your job doesn't get affected. It goes a step beyond that. Employers often provide paid sick days, which are not legally required to do. So they say, well, if we're going to provide this benefit to you, paid sick days, which we don't have to, we need you to do X and Y, and that obviously includes a doctor's note. So employers do have the flexibility, as the law currently stands, to make up the rules and decide when and how and if they will require doctor's notes.
I mean, I get it. It's like when you were a teenager and you used to have to get a note from your parents to say this person's not going to be in school today because she or he is legitimately sick. It's supposed to bear out that, in fact, you need that time off, that you're not just taking it because. And there's a lot of abuse of sick days. I think we all know that. I've heard people before say, oh, I'm planning to use a sick day for that, especially in places where the sick leave is unlimited on the part of the employer. So there's a reason that they're asking for those notes. They don't want those sick days abused. But how would this change if the Ford government actually brings in this new policy? What would be kind of the options for employers to try to have a way to, I guess, police sick leave?
So just as a reminder, actually, the Wynne government back in 2019 got rid of doctor's note, and the Ford government, one of the first things it did when it came into power is reinstate them.
Back.
I think they got them back. And I think right now they're starting to understand that maybe that wasn't such a good idea. I think that having a law on the books that says that you cannot be demanded or required to bring a doctor's note unless your absence is more than a certain number of days is a good thing. It frees up doctors. It makes life easier for everyone. I think it minimizes the risk for employers of someone taking many, many days because at some point a doctor's note will be required. But what the Ford government at least is planning on doing based on what's been announced, I don't think accomplishes that. And here's why. Right now, under Ontario laws, employees must get at a minimum 3 unpaid sick days a year. And what the Ford government is saying, for the purpose of those unpaid days, you cannot, employer, ask for a doctor's note. But here's the thing. Most employers actually provide paid sick days. So for the purpose of the paid sick days, an employer can absolutely still say, Yeah, if you want a paid sick day, you have to bring a doctor's note. If you want it unpaid, who was going to want that? Sure, for 3 days, we don't have to require you to provide that sick note. I don't think that's going to do much. And certainly anything beyond 3 sick days in the year, an employer is still going to be able to require a sick note. So I think even though the intention here is to make things better, I don't think that what's been announced so far is really going to accomplish that.
The only one who might actually want an unpaid sick day is someone who's really, really sick. Like, you just can't come into work. So otherwise, the people that use the paid sick days are sometimes sick and maybe sometimes not. And I think that's kind of what the issue is and probably why they brought those doctor's notes back in the first place.
Well, I think that even the really sick person that has to have a sick day, certainly if they have the option to have it paid, they're going to want to. And if it means, okay, in a day or two or three, I'm going to have to go see my doctor and get that note so I can get paid for that day that I took, they're going to do that. So if you're going to say no doctor's note, just do it across the board and say you have the right to have X number of sick days a year, no matter what, paid or unpaid, without a doctor's note, then obviously if at some point it becomes a lengthy absence, we're going to need some corroboration from a doctor. I think what the Ford government is planning on doing falls significantly short of that.
It is an interesting thing, obviously, as you say, if it's going to be a lengthy absence because you have a broken bone or because you have injuries sustained in a car accident or something where you will be seeing a doctor, you're involved with the medical system anyway, then for them to fire off a note or for there to be some explanation on that. But in some of the cases that Dr. Dworkin was referring to, saying, well, if someone had a flu the week before and now they needed a doctor's note because they were off for a few days and they're coming to see me, it suggests that the relationship of trust between the patient and the doctor is greater than that between the employee and the employer, because you're basically just saying to the doctor, I was sick, I need you to tell them I was sick, when instead of the employee just saying to the employer directly, I was sick.
Yeah, and you made a very good point. In a way, it's kind of silly to say that, well, you will lie to your employer, but you won't lie to your doctor. That's probably very, very silly. So to the extent that we can replace the doctor's note with some sort of a written attestation, written confirmation from the employee, yes, I was sick on this day, I think that's more than enough. That's what the individual is going to do with their doctor in any event. So I do think there's logic to doing it that way. And hopefully at some point we will see this initial step by the Ford government to go a step further and say that you get 5, 10, whatever it is, number of days, paid or unpaid, as long as you confirm that you were sick. And obviously in a situation like this, it's important to remember that if an employee does provide that confirmation attestation that they were sick and somehow it turns out that they weren't, that they really were on the golf course, in that type of a situation, there will be consequences. So employees do have to take that seriously.
Does this come up for you at all beyond us talking to you because there's going to be some change in terms of legislation? But do you ever have employees come to you and say, I'm being accused of having abused the sick leave, or my boss says I take too many sick days, or what are my rights around that? Has that ever been something that's been brought to your attention at your office before?
It happens all the time, and let me kind of give you a scenario that's a bit of a twist on this, but certainly comes up often, is an employee is sick, and they've been off for a few days, and their employer contacts them and says, well, we need to have that doctor's note by tomorrow. But wait a second. Number one, the employee may actually be too sick to go to the doctor. Number two is, if you've tried to make a doctor's appointment recently, you know you just can't get it tomorrow. So that employee may say, well, I won't be able to get you that note for another week and a half. And that can sometimes create conflict. And I've even seen employees being let go because they weren't provided the doctor's note quickly enough. And certainly employers have to be reasonable here. And if they're going to demand a doctor's note, they have to give employees a reasonable, proper opportunity to provide that note.
It is an interesting area of discussion. I appreciate your expertise and perspective on this, Lior. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
A real pleasure. Thank you.
Lior Sampiro, partner, Sampiro Tumarkin, LLP. It's 11:46 on News Talk 580 CFRA. Would love your thoughts on this one. Does it make sense to have to provide a doctor's note to your employer when you're sick, or maybe when you're sick for more than a couple of days? Or do you agree that maybe it's time to get rid of that, a bit of an archaic practice, and free up doctors to do more of the actual medicine they signed on to practice?